me. I got when, that's how good he is. These are the three best records he's played all year.
That's right. How,
that's the kind of role he's on tonight. Back in the day. The Pyramid. Too Sweet. Friday night. Chicken wings.
Electric Banana.
Huh?
Oh. 2001. Celebrities Downtown. How about Celebrities, Bill?
Celebrities Downtown.
Heaven.
Heaven. And, wow. And let's not forget the Homewood Coliseum.
Oh, my God.
The
goodness.
Late, great John Brewer. Yeah, yeah, and those Westinghouse Shinley reunions.
Yeah.
Great times to be sure. And our sub for tonight, Kiki, remembers those times because she's one of the DJs of this era. Look.
Yeah, let me know, Bill, because I'm over here jamming.
I was feeling it, too. I got to admit, I was feeling it. I had a little flashback going on this side. This side of the brain don't work all the time, but this side is always good to go. Ernie, just so our listeners who faded out on us, give us that website and phone number. Pull that mic to you when you give it this time. And give that, just pull it down. You can pull it down.
All right. Yeah. The Highland Park Tennis Club, the number is 412-795-4426. We're a 501c3 organization, and you can also reach us at www.hptcinfo. And that way you can reach the Highland Park Tennis Club, and we will have our last weekend, Bill, for the Highland Park Tennis Free Tennis Clinic this weekend. So actually, you could come up, and Bill, maybe you could put that racket in your hand again and have some festivities at the end of our tennis clinic.
Or not.
Or not.
Or not. Now, listen.
I'll play him, Ernie.
All right.
I'll play him. You know, I play tennis probably once every 5 years, and I'll beat him.
Oh, that sounds like
sounds
a challenge
like a
to
challenge.
Me. That sounds like a challenge to me.
Very
challenge
easy. To greatness. Very easy.
And very easy.
I never like to go here unless I'm pushed. I mean, more often than not, I'll bypass these kinds of assaults. But if I'm pushed, I will remind everybody in the room. One of us is in the Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
yeah.
One of the, what? One of the people in this room is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. One of us is in the Hall of Fame. So
uh-oh.
I don't have to go around talking about my greatness. But listen, while I have you here, tell everybody what those free tennis clinics are all about. Because that's one of the great things the Highland Park Tennis Association does in providing these free opportunities for young people.
Yeah, we... like I said, we started the club 17 years ago, and 15 years ago, we started the Highland Park Free Tennis Clinics. And built in the East Liberty, Homewood area, and now just the area in general, we have one of the largest group of young men and women in the area coming to the Highland Park Tennis Club. And we were recognized actually in 2009, they call it the Three Mountain Region, as one of the best inner city tennis clubs in their grouping. And what we do, we have young people, well, children actually, starting at five, at age five, we put rackets in their hands, you know, and we try to keep it fun, try to keep it lighthearted. And the USTA, as I said earlier, we try to make it just engaging for young people because it is such a, in some ways it is an elitist sport, and in some ways it's a sport that is, it can be expensive. But we try to, you know, take that burden away if we find talent. The USTA, again, has tasked us to say, if you find talent, we can find a way to get them into, a better form of coaching and better clinics,
only one left this year, but each summer
yeah.
From when to when?
May 6th to July 22nd.
Virtually anybody from age what to what?
From 5 to 85.
Can come down
to
Highland Park Tennis Courts,
learn how to play tennis,
be instructed by people like yourself.
Right. Yeah,
categories?
I teach adult beginners. We have children, as I said, we have children starting at age five. Then we have our juniors starting at 11, and the juniors go from 11 to 18. Then we have the adult beginners. So we have two adult beginners classes, we have two junior classes, and we have the large children's group. We had 75 children last week. you know, at our tennis.
That's great
clinic,
stuff.
You
know, that's great stuff. So people can keep in mind, they missed it this summer, but every summer the Highland Park Tennis Association provides these free tennis clinics. The phone number to call for that is as well. Repeat that number one more time.
That's 412-795-4426.
And now you have several tournaments coming up to kind of wrap up the summer, but you don't have dates on that?
I don't have dates, Bill, but yes, we have two coming up. We have our Dom, it's called the Midsummer Classic, that's given by Dom Costa. I think it's August 4th it starts, and then we have our wrap-up, and I think that starts September 9th. But I'll if anyone calls that number, we'll get it to you. But those two are coming up.
Well, tennis, you're going to love it. So you can get it on with the Highland Park Tennis Association. Now, Kev wants to finish chewing up the Pirates, and we'll get over to that. And we want to talk a little soccer, but I didn't want you to think, Miss Sarah, that you were going to get away without one of the greatest sports known to mankind. Now, people would have you think the greatest sport of all time is boxing. Some people will tell you baseball is America's sport, football. Look, I'm here to tell you. The greatest sport of all time is called girl watching. More people play that sport than any. It doubles the soccer fans.
I'm a fan, Bill.
So in that category, there's cheerleading on various capacities. Now, for the derelicts out there, we're not talking about after midnight cheerleading. We're talking about the cheerleaders that cheer when the sun is up. So you were a former cheerleader at a high school in Thailand?
Yes, I was, and I forgot to add, actually, less than a couple of years ago, I competed at the natural physique committee, which is very large throughout the country. So I competed as it's bodybuilding, but mine was more physique, so it wasn't as a natural athlete. Competed, and my coach, Sarah Warner, she got me to 11% body fat. I was shredded, but I was a natural athlete. And they really judge you based on, you know, how your body is measurement-wise, you know, your traps, your back. So it was a very interesting period because you learn a lot, you grow a lot, you meet a lot of interesting people. As a natural athlete, it was tough to get to that point because some are not natural, but it's a choice.
Did you compete in Kumite?
No, not the Kumite. It's the NPC, which is by Jim Mannion. So it's large throughout the country. They actually, the first show I competed in was at the Homewood, Munhall. And so that was my first show, and then the one was in West Virginia. But it's a mindset. It really allows you to see what you can do, how you can reach your goals, eating clean for 8 weeks, and then getting to that point.
My mind is pretty well set. You don't have to convince me on it. But now you keep trying to distract me from the cheerleading thing.
The cheerleading,
but I tell you, in all sincerity, I wanted to bring that up because as we were talking about outside before we came in, there are more concussions in cheerleading.
Right.
In this country than there are in football, high school football.
That's interesting. I never
it's an amazing stat. We were talking about it on 60 Minutes not long ago. In this country, there are more cheerleaders suffer concussions than high school football players on the high school level. So just a word about, in all sincerity, having been a cheerleader, the commitment that it takes, I know a lot of people kind of dismiss it as not, but I think it's when you watch cheerleaders really get at it, that's some serious stuff.
It is.
Especially the national competition stuff.
It is. It's phenomenal. It's a sport. It's more like gymnastics. And, I mean, I commend each and every, the men and women who are a part of it. And it's gripping when you watch it because it's a competitive sport. And so for us, when we cheered, I was doing basketball and cheering, so I wanted to do both. I am not one to be able to do the flips that the girls do now, and I'm impressed by that athletic sort of stance. But certainly I think that it is a sport, and it's something that it's unfortunate that there's more concussions in that sport than what I would expect it to be.
Shockingly. So. Well, look, we're going to talk about some soccer because Ernie needs to hear more about it. But I got to let Kev finish shredding the Pittsburgh Pirates. You want to kind of recap where the Pirates are and where they will be?
The Pirates are 9 games behind the first place leading Chicago Cubs.
Okay. 9 games.
So currently they sit in fourth place, but I have to give my Pittsburgh Pirates credit. they've had an outstanding.
Wait a minute, we need a drum roll for this.
The All-Star break. And again,
we need a drum roll. You're about to compliment the Pirates.
I'm a straight shooter. When they're playing well, I'll say they're playing well. And over the last 10 games, Bill, they're 8-2, including a 5-game sweep over Milwaukee. Now, Milwaukee came into Pittsburgh in first place. When they left, they were in second place. Who would have thought that the Pittsburgh Pirates would have been able to sweep Milwaukee?
5 games.
5 games, and they actually won 2 games in one day because they had a doubleheader on Saturday. So it was very impressive, very impressive. But I know, Bill, you like my music, and I went all the way back for you and everything, and you know, I try to provide something for you this week.
It wasn't Motown, okay, but it was good.
But understand this about baseball, again, there's 162 games. And I really should throw on right now Roller Coaster, okay, because this is exactly what the Pittsburgh Pirates are doing. You know, it's a roller coaster year, but they're having more dips than ups, okay? But, again, they had a fabulous week. Or 10 days, and they were 8-2, so I have to compliment them on that. And they're also making different lineup moves. You know, some I agree, some I do not agree. I mean, the Pirates, they're about the cheapest organization that I've ever seen. And one of the things they've done, Austin Meadows came up from AAA, outfielder, and he was really smacking the heck out the ball. He was hitting in the 300s, and over the last month, he cooled off. They sent him to AAA, and there's a reason why they sent him to AAA as well that I'll talk about. Okay, but just hold that point right there. So I indicated that they're, you know, making a lot of moves. They brought up Jordan Luplow. He was recalled from AAA. Now he's their fourth outfielder because, again, they sent Austin Meadows back down to AAA. And from an injury standpoint, this is one of the problems that the Pirates have. The same players continue to get injured. So right now we have Josh Harrison, who has a left hamstring. And who knows how long he'll be out. But he's always in and out of the lineup. And that's one of my favorite players. But, you know, if he can't stay on the field, he's not able to really help us the way we're expecting him to help us.
And unfortunately, he pulled his hammy by hustling. I mean, giving you 100%, what are you going
to
do?
Well, you be in shape enough where you don't have to worry about a hamstring.
Has nothing to do with being in shape.
Again, he's injury prone. The same people, the Polanco's, the Francisco Cervelli, who's also out again on
the greatest sprinters in the history
disabled list.
Have pulled their hamstring in sprints, my friend. Now, you know that.
But it's still the same people that get hurt time in and time out. Last week it was his hamstring. A month ago it was his pinky.
He got hit on the hand with a ball at 98 miles an hour.
6 weeks ago he had a fever and couldn't play.
The shredding part, I told you.
You know, it's always something that's going on where he can't be in the lineup. Yeah,
heaven forbid you should get hit on the hand by a ball coming at you 98 miles an hour.
Well, again, other players find a way to be in the lineup every day. Okay. I mean, how many times have you heard Andrew McCutchen that we got rid of? How many times was he out of the lineup?
Luckily,
not many. And they threw the ball at Andrew. Am I right?
You're right.
They actually, oh, there you go. But, again, they had a real good 10 days. When they come back, they'll be back in action on Friday with a 6-game road trip in the state of Ohio. So they're going to play the Cincinnati Reds. And the Cincinnati Reds, they started off real slow. And they've been playing some good balls as of late. So they played 3 games with Cincinnati, and then they move from the southern portion of Ohio into the north to the terrible city of Cleveland, and they play the Cleveland Indians. So, and they normally do pretty good when they play Cleveland, so we'll see what happens. But after the, you know, All-Star break, there's a trade deadline that's coming up July 31st, and we'll see if the Pirates are in the market to make some deals to try to make a push for a wild card because they don't have a chance whatsoever for the division championship. I don't think they have a chance for the wild card. But who knows what they're going to do to think they have an opportunity to make the wild card.
Well, at least they make it interesting. And to your point continually, it's an all-day sucker that most of us are, and that we continue to go down to PNC Park because it's a great park.
It's a beautiful park.
The wings are good. Those who like beer can get plenty of it, and it's a great place to be with the family. But Kev has told us that we're getting sold a bill of goods.
Right.
And the beat goes on.
And like I said, the Pirates are one of the cheapest franchises around, and they make real good money. And I mentioned Austin Meadows going back down to AAA in Indianapolis, and there's a reason for that. In baseball, they have a lot of different crazy rules. So they have a rule that is called the Super 2. And the Super 2 is a status that you could achieve in baseball as a player. And once you meet that criteria, that Super 2 criteria, you have an opportunity at the end of the year to go to arbitration to see if you could get more money. And you have to qualify first. So you have to have so much time at the big league level before you could claim or qualify for the Super 2 designation. And the Pirates knew, hey, if we send him down, he won't qualify. Therefore, we'll pay less money.
That's pathetic.
So there's a whole lot more that goes into the Super 2, but I wanted to give you all that background.
Finally, Kiki, finally, after 6 months, I learned something. That's the first thing
I've ever learned from you. I'm here to educate you, man.
I never knew such a thing existed, and that would qualify them as one of the cheapest shows in town. But be that as it may, thank you for the update, Kev, and you didn't come down on too hard. I think you offered that there is a possibility in there. I think you left the door a little bit cracked.
And let me throw this out, because baseball has made some changes over the last 10, 20 years. Previously, the Pirates would never play the Cleveland Indians because they're in the other league. They're in the American League. The Pirates are in the National League. So when it comes to playoffs, I think they should have a playoff system that is more aligned to the NFL, where you win your division based on the number of wins that you have. But from a playoff tie-breaking scenario, you start with your division first, and then you start with conference wins, and then, you know, the other wins that you have. I think baseball needs to be the same way. I mean, out of 162 games, if you go 162 and someone else goes 98-64, I would look at their division record before looking at their overall record. And right now, that's not occurring. Does that make sense?
Well, actually, it reminds me to remind you of what I said earlier, that sometimes you start talking, I tend to doze off. And that was one of those moments. So
we were talking playoffs.
I kind of missed most of what you said.
And again, I'm trying to educate you.
But it's good, Kev, it's good. But if you don't mind, Lord have
so I guess you don't have any comment whatsoever.
No,
you could care less about.
No, I agree.
You could care less about the playoff system.
What did he say? I missed it like the last 30
You
seconds.
Said you agreed.
What did he say, though?
I agree with him, too.
No, he dozed off, too. He don't know what you said, either, because he dozed off, too.
But no, he was talking about the way the playoffs work, and that sometimes it doesn't make sense, right, Kevin?
Right, that's exactly right, Zab. And does that make sense, what I said?
I agree with you.
Thank you. Now, before we get off baseball, there's more teams out there than the Pittsburgh Pirates. I just want to... You know, point out there's some teams that I call the 60 win club. So, you know, you're talking about Boston, who's having an amazing season, and they're 68-30. And I mentioned that the Pirates are 48-49. So imagine this. The Boston Red Sox has 20 more wins than the Pittsburgh Pirates at the All-Star break. And then you have the Yankees and Houston, the only three teams in Major League Baseball with 60 or more wins. So I think the better teams are in the American League. Chicago's the closest team to that, and they have 55 wins. So I just wanted to put that out there and put everything in perspective.
Thank you for that. Now, listen, before we close out, I do want to hear your tidbits on the soccer game, but I want to do something important first. Just reiterate, for those who were with us early or may have just joined us, what your company does, how it can help people, and how they get to you.
It's Mohsen Mortgage Corp, and we're in financial lending and consulting. We are blessed that we have our several radio stations where people call us, but we're happy to give advice. Anybody who's been turned down by a bank or has had any issues buying a home or refinancing, our number is 1-800-662-9550. And as I mentioned, we're here just to give advice and use us as a resource. Again, it's 1-800-662-9550.
Sounds good. Now, Ernie was asking early on, and you alluded to the fact that you were a high school, college soccer player. You've been around the game. So update us on the particulars
and,
of it.
And the, we got to say, one of the biggest events in the world, the World Cup was played. And I full disclosure, I really don't follow the game, but I'd be interested because I think this Croatia came out of nowhere, it seems like. But can you comment on that?
Yeah, Croatia came out of nowhere. The World Cup, it's just incredible because it starts 2 years before it actually started. The countries start competing to qualify in all the different regions. The Americas, Latin America, Europe, Asia, Middle East, and Africa. That's how it's broken out. Oh. So they're playing 2 years before the World Cup to try and qualify to get to the round of 32. When the World Cup starts, there's 32 teams, and they play in groups, kind of like Kevin was mentioning, like the playoffs, and the two top in every group goes to the round of 16, and at that point, when they start playing each other, if you lose a game, you're out. Right. So the favorites like Brazil, Germany, Spain, Portugal, they lost those games in the round of 16 and the round of 8, and teams got through, like Russia, which was the 150th seed in the world. The home nation got through to the semifinals, which is incredible, and Croatia, which is in the 50th seed and things of that nature. And it was just incredible playing France, who is one of the top seeds, and they were looking really good in the beginning, but didn't work out for them, unfortunately.
Yeah, because that's, you know, I look at the passion in the stadiums. You know, it's such a nationalistic, you know, venue. I mean, we have our, you know, cities to city, you know, rivalries, you know, your Pittsburgh, your Cleveland, you know, and that. But you're talking nations when it comes to soccer, and that's where the nationalism is just incredible.
Well, have you been to any of those World Cups, like the finals or any of those massive cups?
No, I have. I've been to like Wembley in England when we lived there for 3 years, and that's where the teams. The nationalistic part comes from the leagues. Each of these nations have leagues, like huge national leagues. The Premier League in England, the Bundesliga Chelsea. In Germany, you know. So it would be
like our Super Bowl team going to play against six other Super Bowl teams.
Or 32 other Super Bowl teams. Yeah, 32 other countries, you know. So there's such a huge base. What's great, though, in the U.S., it's grown by leaps and bounds in the last 10, 15 years. I mean, it never used to be on TV.
Right.
Now it's on TV, on Fox Sports. So it's growing, and the U.S. teams have been doing really well. And Kevin, you mentioned the U.S. Women's team. Yeah. Incredible. I watched them. It was great watching them win a few years back.
Did you have a shot at playing on a pro level?
No, unfortunately, I wasn't that good. But but it's a tough sport. I mean, people don't realize running up and down, it's 100 meters the field, all game long. Yards. It's three times or two and a half times. And you're running up and down the whole time. And when you're playing, you get beat up pretty good. If you watch the World Cup, you'll see it's not an easy sport.
Well, anything else on your end regarding soccer, Ernie?
Oh, no. I was just curious, you know, because if we have, you know, someone who can enlighten me, you know, I have to say, like I say, I probably never sat and watched the whole, you know, soccer match, but I'm always through at the highlights, you know, because you in those visual bites, you know, you see the speed and you see, you know, some of the footwork that's being done, which you know, it does blow my mind.
Incredible goals, right?
Yeah,
that highlights are the best part of it. Watching
no, absolutely
those goals. And some
of it was funny. I mean,
bending it like Beckham.
You know, I never knew what that meant. Uh-huh. But when I really start focusing, I mean, he kicked the ball and it curves, and so I'm thinking, was that meant? Did he mean that?
Oh yeah,
and he did.
Oh yeah,
bending like Beckham.
So, in your opinion, if your knowledge goes back far enough, is Pelé still the greatest ever?
I think so, absolutely.
Still, after all these years?
Yeah, and I encourage anybody to look at his clips, Pele. Actually, my mom got his autograph, and we have it. Wow. Yeah, we were in Nigeria.
Oh, my goodness.
We were in Nigeria, a little tidbit, and my mom, she was there at the stadium. He was playing for Cosmos, I think, and she went up and got his signature on his photograph. He was very gracious, nice guy, and fantastic human being. There's a great movie about him, too.
Yeah, I saw that movie.
So.
Well, for those of you youngsters out there too young enough to know, the great Pele, the Michael Jordan, the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the Jim Brown, the Tom Brady of soccer, if you will, and by all accounts, still the greatest of all time. But I do remember, again, not being an avid soccer fan like most Americans at the time, but he was someone that Sports Illustrated and Wide World of Sports would highlight for his phenomenal his ability to do these phenomenal things with his feet and his legs was just incredible.
And he started U.S. soccer, basically, because he came over here for the Cosmos and started soccer, U.S. soccer.
Well, before we bow out, we want to thank our guests for being here. Quite an enlightening show. And before I turn it over to Kevin, I just want to remind everybody, if you want these 6 zoo tickets made possible by the New Pittsburgh Courier and the Pittsburgh Zoo, give us a call, 412-628-4856, call Achieving Greatness. And I want to remind everybody, coming up Saturday, August 4th, Sunday, August 5th, it is the Armin Gilliam Memorial Hard Work Basketball Camp, remembering the big fella in a way that he would approve of. It's a basketball camp for boys and girls ages 8 to 16 at the Penn Hills YMCA, our last basketball camp at the Penn Hills YMCA, because they're about to close the Penn Hills YMCA, shockingly enough. Boys and girls ages 8 to 16, understand this. The ultimate word is hard work. It is old school. It is sit up, push up, shut up. So we are the coaches. You're the kids. If you want to come get some skills, some development, the great Myron Brown, Chuck Cooper, Warren Wilson, camp director, all the guys, pro players, college players, will be there to instruct you on how to become the best player you can be. And we do it with a lot of respect and a lot of love, but it is hard work. Call 412-628-4856. There's only space for 100 kids. And come be a part of one of the all-time great basketball programs in our area. And with that, Kev, I'll let you close us out.
Yes, I would like to also bring up something we didn't talk about that's very important in sports. Golf, the 147th Open Championship, will be played this week, Thursday through Sunday, over at, of course, Carnoustie, I believe is how you pronounce it, across the pond there. So hopefully this is the third major of the year. Hopefully Tiger could come through some way, somehow.
And you hold true to your prediction that Tiger will not only win another major, but 4 more.
I believe Tiger would. You That's, agree?
I agree.
Wow. That's what he said.
Thank
Absolutely.
You. He's been saying it since the beginning of the year.
I've been watching him since he was an amateur, so I love Tiger Woods.
So I look forward to talking about the results next week.
You should know that we had a tennis pro on our show who told Kevin he was
a
crazy.
Golf pro, rather,
who told Kevin he was crazy for such a prediction. So Kevin holding to it, and I hope that's one time I hope you're right. Speaking of right, you've been in the right place at the right time. It has been Soul Take Champions Live. Another one of those segues. Come on, man. Put a brother on the back every now and then. Soul Take Champions Live coming to you live from Pittsburgh. Kiki loves it. She just can't show the emotion. We don't pay her enough. And we want to thank you for coming out, being a part of this. Thank our guests for being here. And, Kevin, as we close out, tell them where to listen to it now real quick.
UrbanMediaToday.com every Wednesday from 7 to 9.
And remember, champions aren't born, they're made. And we make them better than anyone.
Soul Tape.
The champ is
Champions
here.
Live is the name. Talking sports is our game.
To advertise on Urban Media Today and Urban Media Today Radio, call 412-424-7045. Urban Media Today is an online blog magazine specializing in urban lifestyle, finance, entertainment, HBCU sports, and more. With 24/7 exposure and online exclusives, email editor at urbanmediatoday.com or call 412-424-7045.